The eyes of the world will be focused on the outcome of a clinical trial for a breast cancer vaccine here in Pittsburgh.
An amazing story to pass along this morning. This breast cancer vaccine meant for early stage breast cancer that is in clinical trials was developed at the University of Pittsburgh and UPMC's Hillman Cancer Center,
which has done great work for many years on this and many other trials and research that they've done right here in Pittsburgh. And joining us is Dr. Natalie Gentile, who's a direct care physician of Pittsburgh. And just curious, Doc, how significant a development this would be for everybody around the world?
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for having me this morning. I am so excited, you know, and optimistic about the prospect of all that hard work that's being done. With this research, you know, as a primary care physician, I am unfortunately seeing more and more breast cancer being diagnosed in younger and younger women. And, you know, to have the opportunity someday that we could be preventing progression to invasive disease is very exciting.
Do we have any idea, doctor, why we're seeing an increase in these symptoms in younger women?
So there's a lot of, you know, things that are being theorized out there as potential reasons. Some of them are environmental exposures that are happening more and more, you know, whether it be air quality, food exposure. You know, lifestyle has changed over time. Sedentary lifestyle is much more common now. There's less exercise, there's less movement in general. And then there's certainly other things that could be going on. Certain exposures they've had to illnesses that have, you know, really affected immune systems to eventually turn into cancer, but we don't really know fully, and that's extremely scary.
Dr. Gentile, the question I have is about the clinical trial itself. How long does a clinical trial like this last, and what happens next?
Yeah, so typically these clinical trials are for years and years at a time, because there's multiple doses of these vaccines typically. And then they're trying to assess if there's progression of disease, specifically in this clinical trial, to invasive breast cancer. So they're specifically looking at women with, which is more early form of breast cancer called DCIS, or ductal carcinoma in situ. And so they're trying to see, you know, can we prevent this from getting worse? So that takes time, right? And that takes reassessment for any type of progression over several years at least.
And then if it's proven that it's effective, then it has to gain, regulatory approval, which can take some time as well.
Yes. Yeah. So these are the long haul processes. And, you know, if you read a little bit about the team that's doing this, this has been decades of even developing the vaccine, you know, in the first place, you know, research over so much time to make it in the first place, let alone gather the approval for a trial, get people in the study, and then get the results over a year. So it is definitely a marathon.
Well, I know it's a start, but it's a big start. If this thing really works and it proves itself to be effective, it would be a game changer, right, doctor?
Oh, certainly. And if you really think about, you know, treatments for cancer over time have really ramped up. And I even in my career since residency have seen changes with the monoclonal antibody treatments that are out there now for cancer. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that we're headed toward vaccines, ideally.
Now, this vaccine in particular, would this be given to, if it were to become a drug that was available and approved by like the FDA, would this be given to every woman? Or which women would get it?
It appears that the study is just, again, for that DCIS population. So it would likely be for those women with that type of breast cancer. But the interesting thing about vaccines and about trials is that, you know, we may see that this vaccine does more than they expected it would, right? And might help with other types of cancers or might give us a template for developing future types of vaccines for different types of cancer. So it's, you know, who's to say right now who all it could help. But it appears that they're working with the early form of breast cancer in this study.
Well, it is a glimmer of hope, and that gives people incentive and, you know, really, I would think, for people that are dealing with this, particularly women, obviously, something, you know, that gives them the potential for a brighter future.
Let's hope, yes. And just, you know, best wishes to those in the trial and those doing this trial, because we are so grateful that it's even being thought of in the first place.
Dr. Natalie Gentile, primary care physician, Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh, thank you and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
In a half an hour, we're going to give you Pirates tickets to the July 6th game with the New York Mets. That's a Saturday, by the way, and Hawaiian shirt night, Pirate Hawaiian shirt. You actually did a little research, didn't you, on the Hawaiian shirts yesterday?
Some wild patterns. It looks like they mix it up every year with something different.
And people have them on eBay. They're selling them.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's...
Here, buy this T-shirt that I... this shirt that I received for free.
Oh.
Hmm.
You'd be surprised what people buy.
Well, look at the bobbleheads, the Yarmer Yager bobbleheads were popping up on eBay, the ones that were stolen.
Yeah, actually, people that were getting them, then once they finally did find them, once people were that had tickets for that game that got them, ended up in many cases selling them on eBay and getting whatever they got. It was more than what they paid for them. Meanwhile, want to bring on Andy Lindberg, former producer of the Big K Morning Show when I was with John Shumway. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Paul.
The reason we're asking Andy to join us is you introduced us to John Shulkoski many years ago, who
it's been a decade now.
It's unbelievable. And he has... It started with a Facebook page, right, in his history of Pittsburgh, which so many people jumped on board with.
Yeah, he started with his curiosity in the Ross Township area. He's actually the chair or the president of the Ross Township Historical Society, and then he expanded to Pittsburgh. And what makes his page so cool and odd, as he puts it, is just because he finds these photographs and stories of just things that you don't hear about in textbooks or even in everyday life. You know, one of his first big stories was the possibility of 9-foot giants that lived in the Pittsburgh area because of this the work that the Carnegie Museum did, and if it's true or not, you know, and Pittsburgh being the actual birthplace of aviation with Gustav Whitehead and the work that he did in the Oakland area. And he finds these records. His research skills are amazing, and he's able to find things and to flesh this kind of stuff out.
I've enjoyed his work. I still do. Like a picture will pop up from the turn of the century of a place downtown that isn't there anymore, or these fascinating stories, to your point. And the reason we're bringing up John Shulkoski this morning, we've become friends with him. He got married during this time period, had children, and now he's really struggling and in surgery today.
Yeah, he's going into surgery today. I talked with him yesterday, and he is going in. They're going to cut him open and remove some of his colon. Because he's dealing with not only diverticulitis, but ulcerative colitis. And he's also dealing with a nerve issue, which I can't pronounce the actual condition, but it affects his nerve. So he's a piano player as well. And he's unable to play at times, and it hinders his research, which is very frustrating to him. But it's also a very serious medical issue where he was unable to eat for a while. He had to be fed through a tube. And so he had this type of surgery about 5 or 6 months back, and it was an emergency surgery. So he told me this one he's a little bit more prepared for. He's not looking forward to the recovery, but he's looking forward to feeling better. But he's a little bit thankful that this is actually a planned surgery. But he said it could last about 8 hours. So it's a very intense and thorough and in-depth surgery that they're going to be doing today to try and help him. I mean, he's lost 70 pounds over the past 5 or 6 months.
And he lost his job in the meantime. And it's an issue with insurance and funding to have his family, you know, suffer too.
Right. He has a beautiful wife, Lisa, his children, Anthony, Kale, and Julian, Juju. And so he says, you know, he lost his job. And so they have a few ways that you can help. If you're a fan, if you've ever seen any of his stuff on Facebook, it's just go on Facebook and type in Odd Pittsburgh. Actually, if you know, if you go on Google and just type in Odd Pittsburgh, you're probably going to get something that John did. And you can find GoFundMe links, and there's a couple other ways to donate, and it all goes to help for to pay for these mounting medical expenses. And, you know, John and Lisa are raising three young children at the same time.
Andy, one other thing I'd like to throw in real quickly is that I follow John on X as well. Odd Pittsburgh is the search term on X, and it was my pleasure to repost his GoFundMe link the other day, and a couple of people also jumped in to help out. So,
and he's a great guy. To your point about being a researcher, people, famous people, follow him. They're fascinated by the work he does with the history of hockey here and baseball. And it's not just, you know, dry history. Everything he does seems to really demonstrate his passion for the subject. So, also want to mention, only in Pittsburgh, right? So John Schilkowski is the great-grandson of, or great-great-grand, I don't know, Tchaikovsky, the famous...
Right.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the famous composer in...
That Tchaikovsky, the real deal, like one of a handful of those guys. And so...
Well, that's another one of his passions, Larry. He went back and took my lineage all the way back to the Mayflower, found relatives that fought in the Union in the Civil War.
Your people.
It's just something he loves to do. My people, my Lindbergh people. And so that's another one of his passions. He's obsessed with history and obsessed with genealogy. Wow. And he is a true treasure to our community just because of the passion he has. And he's a wonderful person with a wonderful family.
He is, and I love his passion. So if you can help him out, check out Odd Pittsburgh. Search that. You'll find John Schakowsky's wonderful work. Andy Lindbergh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we put a link also on kdkradio.com, so if that's easier for you.
And Andy helped produce and really helped get this off the ground a decade ago, so... Thanks for your passion. Appreciate it, Ant.
Thank you, Larry. I'll see you later.
First summer weekend, officially. Certainly, it has felt like that for the past week plus now. And Paul Rasmussen, I guess you're just going to chill, and I'm guessing you're not going to be a tattoo mania at the David Lawrence Convention Center.
I'll be missing that one, yeah. That's not my thing.
Well, we also, and we're going to give you an update on the World Pogo Championships, which will take place in Pittsburgh, 5:30 in Market Square tonight. They're having this high jump demo.
That video you sent me last night of these guys doing tricks on pogo sticks, 10 feet in the air, it looks like an event from the X Games. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and there's always Pittsburgh connection. The producer and host of the Pogo World Championships has a Pittsburgh connection. He was raised in New Mexico, but his folks are from here, and he loves it here, and he's brought this World Championship to Pittsburgh. So we'll have more details on that. And from MadeInPGH.com, she is the lead content creator, Channing Powell, former team member here at Odyssey Pittsburgh. Channing, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy Friday.
Have you ever been to a Pogo championship?
I haven't. I have seen photos and some recap stories of that event, and it looks very exciting. Never attended, but it looks really cool. I don't know if I could. I'm afraid of heights, so I don't know if I could get up there on those things.
I swore off Pogo at a young age after the incident. We'll just leave it at that. Meantime, you're well connected with Made in PGH about what's going on. So what's on your radar?
Yeah, I'm really excited for Festa di Limoncello tomorrow at Velozzi's downtown from 1 to 4. It is such a cool, unique event. It's an afternoon inspired by Italy's Amalfi Coast, and you'll have house-made limoncello tastings. I believe there's 10 different kinds, handcrafted cocktails, Amalfi Coast street foods, and there will be a DJ, and they're kind of transforming their lounge and patio and alleyway into, they describe it as a breezy scene from the Amalfi Coast. So I'm excited for that. And the tickets are $85 in advance and $99 at the door at Velazquez.com.
And that, for those that don't know, restaurant is right next to the famous Fairmont, which is not far from Market Square. So that gives you some perspective on that. And also, there are a lot of music events. We talked about Stage AE moving some of their music events, Paul, indoors because of the heat, right?
Yeah, they did that on three consecutive nights, last night, tonight, and then tomorrow night they'll be doing that. And we were talking earlier, Larry, about this being National Smoothie Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to see on the Made in PGH website, some of the great smoothie spots in Pittsburgh is at the top of the page here. Channing, what about that? Where are the good spots?
We do have a lot of great smoothie spots in Pittsburgh. Live Fresh, which is on the north side. And where else? Honestly, Smoothie King is really convenient because a lot of them have the drive-thrus. So when you're really on the go and on the road. Aruba Island Bowls and Lucid Juice. And yeah, so today's the perfect day to try out some smoothie spots around the city if you haven't tried any of those yet. Lucid Juice is in Shadyside. They have so many great options. And yeah, try them out today. Today's the day, smoothie day.
And I would imagine, yeah, we were also joking, you know, every day of the week, it's this day, that day. Paul wants to add one. Maybe you can help us, Channing, with your lead content creator technology. Paul, let her have it.
I think it should be, today should also be National Frozen Daiquiri Day.
I love that. I think that's great.
Why don't we have Made in PGH initiate that? We'll support you 100%.
I'm on it.
All right.
I'm on it. You got it.
And there is something, speaking of Velazquez downtown, right around the corner there, they've had this rock and reggae relief show every summer.
Yes.
And I just want people to know it's coming up in August. It's the Lucas Pyatt family. They do a wonderful job with this, and they've had these amazing acts that draw people from everywhere. But because it's grown so much, they moved it to Stage AE. So that'll be August 10th, the Rock, Reggae, and Relief. And you can read all about what Channing Powell and her team are doing, madeinpgh.com. Channing, you have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Pirates fans, I got you. Pair of tickets to see the Bucks and the Mets July 6th. That's a Saturday at PNC Park. And it's Hawaiian shirt night. You'll probably run into Paul there prancing around in his grass skirt and Hawaiian shirt. Well, it's a kilt. 412-922-1020.
What a ridiculous getup.
412-922-1020.
I mean, I'd fit right in at a tiki bar. That would be bad.
It is a frozen daiquiri day. You made that official.
Yeah.
Pick a number.
3.
Okay. Caller 3, you're going to be the winner of the tickets. And you'll get that Hawaiian shirt. You have to be one of the first 20,000 there, so... Meanwhile, I'm looking forward to our next hour or so. We have in-studio guest, very familiar voice, Dr. Christian Conti, who we've known for many years. I miss when you did your show here and people would call you as a psychologist and an expert in anger management. Man, it's your time. Welcome back.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back here. I just love being in this studio. I have such good memories of being here and being able to talk to people and help them through their day-to-day stuff.
I don't have to tell you the need for mental health and awareness. We hear it all the time. And the practical part of coming out of COVID on the other side, dealing with the heat and anger.
That's absolutely right. I heard you talk about that heat earlier, and I said, I'm going to give you all some insight on how you can handle that agitation and anger whenever it gets hot.
Yeah, Paul. See, we used to call Dr. Conte to deal with road rage.
I remember a couple of times when I had rolled in here after having had a really terrifying trip or two on to work, and a couple of times you were here, and it really helped to listen to the common sense stuff that I can do to settle down. And I have to say that it's changed my commuting. I have a much better commute now. And basically, it comes from your suggestion, and I kind of morphed it into what I want to do today, regardless of what I find, is I want to be kind, patient, and tolerant.
That's perfect.
You ought to try that at the office, too, Paul. On National Daiquiri Day. Meanwhile, we also want to introduce you to Alan Crook, who is a mental strength coach. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
And where did you develop mental strength coaching skills?
Well, from following around Dr. Conte, that was a good start. I've noticed I'm a lot calmer now, and I don't get as hangry now that I follow Dr. Conte.
So what is your background?
So I was a Division I collegiate athlete on the cross country and track team at the University of Pittsburgh. So that's a very...
kind of a big deal. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So you morphed some of that experience into the practical part of working with, in this case, parents and athletes.
Yep.
And dealing with what we see so... You talk about anger. Parents off the chain, right?
It's emotional. It's emotional. These are your children. When they're playing sports, you get fired up. You're right there with them. So
and they're
mentally.
All going to be superstars.
That's right. And listen, I love the belief. I love the belief in your children, but we're going to show you how to actually do it in the most effective way. Because look, parents want this message to get across, but how do we get through?
And that's what we're going to talk about next. Appreciate you both coming in. Right after the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen, 7:55 from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.